So we are recording now, and Congresswoman Hartzler, tomorrow is a very significant day in the history of Roe v. Wade. Will you just talk to me about some of the things you're going to be involved in?
Sure. It is the 41st anniversary of the Supreme Court decision that did make abortion legal in this land, and since that time, 56 million babies have been aborted. Approximately 1.2 million a year are aborted in this country, and so they're going to hold the annual March for Life tomorrow in Washington, D.C., where people come from all over the country to commemorate this date and to pledge themselves anew to standing for life and to hoping that someday all babies have an opportunity to be born and to live and to be a part of a loving family.
All right, and may I ask, at what point did your personal interest in this get, well, when was it sparked, and what helped it grow to a point where you became so involved in all this?
Mm-hmm. Well, it was back in junior high when they came out with that Supreme Court decision, and I didn't really know what abortion was much at that point or too involved because you're a kid in school, but I remember some of my friends talking about it, and it was when I was in high school and I took a child development class that it really hit home to me what abortion was, because my teacher showed pictures of a developing baby, and I learned that, you know, the heart beats starting at 3 weeks old, and then you have fingers and toes by the fourth week, and the brain waves start just soon after that, and it just hit me that this is not some blob of tissue that's being aborted. This is actually a developing baby. This is a life that is ending, and from that point on, I've been pro-life and believing that all life is valuable and deserves a chance to live. And so over the years, that has manifested in different ways, but now that I'm a representative of the good people of the 4th District, I'm proud to stand for life in Washington, D.C., and in the policies that we come up with, and try to give every opportunity for babies to have a chance to live, for our tax dollars to not be used for abortion, and certainly I'm a huge advocate of adoption, because there are better alternatives than abortion in an unexpected pregnancy.
And may I ask, are there any specific policies in this latest session that you're working on as relates to abortion?
Yes, I'm a co-sponsor of several bills. The one that we hope to pass very soon is the No Tax Dollars for Abortion Act, because in the latest Obamacare version that is being implemented, tax dollars will be used in these insurance policies and go towards abortion. And it's just wrong. The vast majority of Americans, whether they're pro-choice or pro-life, believe that their dollars should not go towards it. And so we're wanting to stop that. And I'm also supportive of legislation to provide some conscience rights as it relates to Obamacare. As you know, there are many businesses out there that do not support abortion, and Obamacare requires that they cover policies that cover abortion-inducing drugs, and they don't believe that's right, and our First Amendment in the Constitution says that people's religious expression should be respected, and they shouldn't have to do something that violates their religious conscience, but yet, for the first time, our government is requiring people to do things against their conscience, and so we're trying to push back on that with conscience protections, and we're hopeful that the Supreme Court, when it hears some of these cases later this spring, that they will rule in the favor of religious freedom in this country and conscience rights of its citizens.
I understand. And now, going back to specifically the events tomorrow, assuming the weather allows you to participate in all these, will you talk to me a little bit about the, I'm sorry, I just blanked on what it's called, March for Life?
Yes. I have been invited to be one of the four speakers from Congress on the platform to speak at the annual March for Life, and this has been going on for several years, where people come from all over the country to commemorate this day, the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, and to actually march from the National Mall up to the Supreme Court building. And there's usually on the Mall between 250,000 and some years a million people that come, and it's an honor to be asked to be one of the few speakers to address this huge crowd of dedicated patriots. And I have been asked to be one of those individuals, and I'm very honored to get the opportunity to encourage and to the people who are coming and to make sure people understand that all life is valuable and every baby is wanted.
All right. And then, again, if weather allows, you'll be speaking back in your home state, correct?
Yes, it's going to be a big day. I'm supposed to fly out today and have a speaking engagement actually tonight. And then tomorrow we have the March for Life, and I'm supposed to visit with the Missourians who are traveling out there. Usually 300 to 400 people from Missouri make this big event, and visit with them beforehand, and then address the huge crowd around noon at the annual March for Life. Then I'm supposed to fly back to the 4th District, and I'll be speaking in Warrensburg at their commemoration, the Johnson County Right for Life's commemoration of this event. And so it's going to be a big day. Hopefully we'll be able to make it. They're having a huge snowstorm out there, and they've canceled most of the airplane flights. So I certainly hope I'll be able to participate in them. But if not, I'll be over in Warrensburg tomorrow night for sure.
All right. Well, Congresswoman Hartzler, do you have anything you'd like to add or anything else you think we should talk about?
No, I think that covers a lot of the issues we're facing, and I just appreciate the opportunity to represent the good people of Missouri's 4th District, and welcome certainly everyone's ideas on what we can do to stand strong for life, as well as address the other issues facing our country. And I encourage people to sign up for my weekly e-newsletter at hartzler.house.gov, and that way I can keep in contact with you on a weekly basis, let you know what's going on, and most importantly, hear your feedback and your ideas.